from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, Ocean County authorities have upgraded charges against a Red Bank man who police say killed a mother and her 11-year-old daughter in a traffic crash. The Ocean County prosecutor has now charged 43-year-old Raul Luna Perez with vehicular homicide and assault by auto in the crash that occurred last month in Lakewood. Police say Luna Perez was behind the wheel of the vehicle that collided head-on with the family's car. Authorities say he had almost three times the legal limit of alcohol in his system. He also faces deportation because federal officials say he's in the country illegally. A Rutherford synagogue burned down in a four-alarm fire early this morning. The three-story building appeared to collapse soon after firefighters arrived at the scene. Rutherford Fire Chief John Russo says the rabbi and his family were inside the house of worship when the fire broke out.
Luckily, the rabbi and his family, six members total, were the only individuals in the structure. They were able to get out unharmed, but the structure was a complete loss.
Back in 2012, the synagogue was firebombed. Now investigators are on scene looking into any connection. It looks like Wall Street is recovering after stocks closed mixed yesterday as tariffs made some investors concerned. President Trump started imposing higher import taxes on goods from more than 60 countries, including the European Union, Japan, and South Korea, at midnight on Thursday. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the tariffs are strategic.
We want to bring back the high-precision manufacturing jobs. We want to get rid of these big deficits that we have with countries that have created these big surpluses and the gutted our manufacturing base.
The president's use of a 1977 law to declare an economic emergency to impose the tariffs is under a legal challenge. Now, the Lester Glenn Business Report. Uber is talking with banks and private equity firms to get the cash it wants to expand its robo-taxi business. The company has been making partnerships with automakers to build its footprint in the self-driving taxi industry. On Wall Street, the Dow closing up 207 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Will we get more sun this weekend? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We've had some summers where every weekend it rains or it's ferociously hot. This year, I think the opposite has been true. All the heat and storms have been during the week. The weekends have been great, and this one looks good too. Filled with sunshine, warm temperatures, and relatively low humidity. Here we go. Clear tonight and comfortably cool. Lows around 60. We'll be back in the lower 80s tomorrow. Very nice Saturday. Mostly sunny inland, partly sunny along the coast. For Sunday, we'll see more sunshine. It will be the hotter day of the weekend as highs push into the upper 80s. And our next heat wave is on deck for next week. Monday will be sunny and hot with highs near 90. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now in Clinton, it's 82, Jackson 78, Millville 79, and down in Asbury Park with Jeff and Kylie on the boardwalk, it's 76. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by Fantasy Island Amusement Park. Bring the whole family, featuring 18 rides, 13 boardwalk-style midway games, an expansive arcade, and 5 eateries. There's something for everyone. Fantasy Island is open daily now through Labor Day. For hours and info, visit fantasyislandlbi.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.